NAVEDTRA 14022 Aviation Maintenance Ratings. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 4. 1. What is the greatest threat to the soundness of metals and to the structural integrity of an aircraft? Metal corrosion. 2. The corrosion control program established by the WUT is an all-hands participation concept. NAMP, November Alpha Mike Papa. 3. What is the primary consideration of a manufacturer during the design and production of an aircraft? Aerodynamic efficiency. 4. Metal corrosion is the decay of metals as they combine with oxygen to form what? Metallic oxides. 5. What in seawater and in the air are the largest single cause of aircraft corrosion? Salt. 6. What is a powerful tool that can control even the most difficult corrosion problem? Preventative maintenance. 7. The two most important factors in preventing corrosion, and the only factors that can be controlled by field personnel, are the removal of the what and the application of protective coatings. Electrolyte. 8. What requires SE shops to establish a maintenance schedule for each item of equipment? OPNAV Instruction 4790.2. 9. What is used to schedule and record all corrosion maintenance actions? OPNAV 4790/51. 10. Which type of maintenance includes regular cleaning of the aircraft as well as touch-up of protective paint coatings? Surface. 11. Aircraft must be washed and cleaned at least every how many days unless otherwise directed by NAV Air? 14. 12. When cleaning or performing corrosion control on aircraft and non-avionics aircraft components, you should use the materials listed in what? NAV Air 01-1 Alpha-509. 13. Combustible liquids are any liquids that have a flash point at or above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, but below what? 200 degrees Fahrenheit. 14. Flammable liquids are any liquids that have a flash point below what? 100 degrees Fahrenheit. 15. What is defined as the minimum temperature at which a liquid gives off an ignitable vapor within a test vessel? Flash point. 16. What are liquids that dissolve other substances? Solvents. 17. When solvents contain more than what percent by volume of chlorinated materials, they must be kept in specially marked containers? 24%. 18. For specific information on solvents, you should check what? NAVAIR 01-1 Alpha-509. 19. What is an aliphatic hydrocarbon product used as an alternate compound for cleaning acrylics? Aliphatic naphtha. 20. What is used where a high flash point is required? Methyl chloroform. 21. What is a cleaner for bare metal surfaces and areas where MIL-S-8802 sealant is to be removed? Methyl ethyl ketone, Mike Echo Kilo. 22. What is a non-flammable degreasing agent for cleaning oxygen systems equipment? Trichloroethane. 23. What is used in the lavatories of aircraft to neutralize urine and waste products? Ammonium hydroxide. 24. What is a neutralizing agent for sulfuric acid battery electrolyte deposits? Sodium bicarbonate. 25. What neutralizes electrolyte spills from nickel-cadmium batteries? Sodium phosphate. 26. What aircraft cleaning compound is the primary cleaning compound used on naval aircraft? MIL-CHARLIE-85570. 27. For a complete list, description, and application of avionic cleaning materials, you should refer to what? NAVAIR 16-1-540. 28. What is a general cleaner for avionic and electrical systems? Trichloro-trifluoroethane. 29. What should be used to remove salt residue and contaminants from internal avionics and electrical equipment? Isopropyl alcohol. 30. what is used to remove exhaust gas stains and to polish corroded aluminum surfaces. Impregnated cotton wadding. 31. What cleaning method is the preferred method for cleaning naval aircraft? Water detergent. 32. After cleaning an aircraft, re-lubricate it as specified by the what? MRCs. 33. What solvent should not be used in oxygen areas or around oxygen equipment? Dry cleaning. 34. Recovery and reclamation procedures are covered in detail in what? NAVAIR 01-1α-509. 35. Authorized SE cleaning materials and procedures are identified in what? NAVAIR 17-1-125. 36. The exposure of an aircraft to corrosion damage is greatest when the aircraft is dirty, inactive, or being what? Shipped. 37. How many different levels of preservation are used on naval aircraft? 3. 38. Anytime an aircraft is out of service or will remain idle for how many or more days, maintenance will put the aircraft in level I preservation. 14. 39. Hydraulic fluid MIL-HOTEL-46170 is also used as a testing medium in stationary test stands within a temperature range of minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit to what? 275 degrees Fahrenheit. 40. What oil is used to lubricate and protect piano wire hinges and other critical surfaces? VV-L-800, Victor-Victor-Lima-800. 41. MIL-Charlie-81309 Corrosion Preventative Compound is a water-displacing compound and lubricant that must be reapplied frequently. On exposed surfaces, protection lasts about how many days at best? 7. 42. Pressure-sensitive adhesive tape should perform satisfactorily over a temperature range of minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit to what? 140 degrees Fahrenheit. 43. What addresses specific requirements for the cleaning, inspection, protection, maintenance, and depreservation of auxiliary power units, gas turbine engines, and reciprocating engines? NAVAIR 15-01-500. 44. Level I preservation of engines requires the fuel system to remain at least 95% full of fuel for a period not to exceed how many days? 60. 45. Any fuel system that has been drained of fuel for more than how many days or is expected to remain inactive for more than 60 days is to be preserved with MIL-Lima-6081 grade 1010 and be dehumidified. 3. 46. Which preservatives must not be used around oxygen fittings or oxygen regulators since fire or explosion may result? Oil-based. 47. What are used after SE cleaning before ocean assignment when an extended period of SE storage is anticipated? Preservatives. 48. What are brush or spatula applied compounds for SE corrosion prevention? Sealants. 49. The most common effect of corrosion on aluminum and magnesium alloys is called what? Pitting. 50. Concentration cell corrosion is controlled and prevented by avoiding the creation of what during repair work? Crevices. 51. All metals consist of many tiny building blocks called what? Crystals. 52. When aluminum pieces are attached with steel bolts or screws, what corrosion can occur around the fasteners? Galvanic. 53. What is caused by the combined effect of corrosion and stress applied in cycles to a component? Fatigue corrosion. 54. What is caused by a slight vibration, friction, or slippage between two contracting surfaces that are under stress and heavily loaded? Fretting corrosion. 55. What consists of thread-like filaments of corrosion known as underfilm? Filiform corrosion. 56. Filiform corrosion occurs independently of light, metallurgic factors, and microorganisms present, It takes place when the relative humidity of the air is 78 to 1% and when the surface is slightly acidic. 90%. 57. For specific aircraft, you should refer to what to locate corrosion-prone areas for that aircraft. PMICs, Papa Mike India Charlies. 58. What fumes cause rapid corrosive attack on unprotected surfaces? Battery electrolyte. 59. The bonding and grounding straps used on aircraft and electrical equipment are major sources of what corrosion? Galvanic. 60. What areas are natural collection points for waste, hydraulic fluids, water, dirt, loose fasteners, drill shavings, and other debris? Bilge. 61. What area probably receives more punishment than any other area on the aircraft? Wheel well. 62. Inspection of drains is a standard requirement, especially aboard ship. How often? Daily. 63. When in-depth information is needed about structural corrosion, refer to what? NAVAIR 01-1α-509. 64. How many types of aluminum surfaces insofar as corrosion removal is concerned? 3. 65. To remove corrosion from clad surfaces, the corroded areas should be hand-polished with what metal polish? MIL-PAPA-6888. 66. What aluminum alloys are the primary type of aluminum used on naval aircraft? Non-clad. 67. What is the most common surface treatment of non-clad aluminum alloy surfaces? Anodizing. 68. What is a separation along the grain boundaries of metal and is caused by intergranular corrosion? Exfoliation. 69. What forms a strong anodic galvanic cell with every other metal and is always the one attacked? Magnesium. 70. What alloys used in aircraft have a cadmium-plated finish to prevent surface staining and decay? Copper. 71. What is usually used on bolts as a sacrificial metal to protect the base metal? Cadmium. 72. Maintenance personnel remove corrosion products by rubbing lightly with stainless steel wool, abrasive impregnated webbing, or what grit or finer aluminum oxide abrasive paper? 320. 73. What is often used in engine exhaust areas? Titanium. 74. The most effective mechanical methods of removing corrosion with the least removal of the metal are vapor blasting, soft grit blasting, and what else? Dry vacuum blasting. 75. What is the only approved blasting method of removing corrosion on assembled aircraft? Dry honing. 76. What can be used to remove severe corrosion, intergranular or exfoliation, on thick metal? Abrasive wheel. 77. After removal of exfoliation corrosion by abrasive wheel, vacublast area with what to ensure removal of all corrosion? Glass beads. 78. What are highly effective in attacking and dissolving grease and oil on metal surfaces of SE? Detergents and solvents. 79. What solvent cleaning is an effective cleaning method for removing heavy oil, grease, wax, and other contaminants of SE? Emulsifiable. 80. What combines the forces of oil solvents and detergent cleaners in removing grease, oil, light rust, and other contaminants? Acid cleaning. 81. Which type of blasting is the preferred surface preparation method for many of the components of SE? Abrasive or grit. 82. Impact tools, such as the needle gun, pneumatic descaler, provide a rapid means for removing rust and old paint from metal surfaces of SE. These tools must never be used on what? Aluminum. 83. Which type of coatings increase a surface's resistance to corrosion and improve paint bonding on the surface? Chemical conversion. 84. What should be consulted for the specific procedures to be used when stripping any aircraft surface? MIM, Mike India Mike. 85.
Allow the stripper to remain on the surface long enough for it to wrinkle and lift the paint. This may be from 10 to how many minutes, depending upon temperature, humidity, and the condition of the paint coat being removed. 40. 86. What can paint be mechanically removed with? Flap brush. 87. To break the gloss of existing finishes and to feather or smooth out the edges for overlap, you should scuff sand by using wet grit aluminum oxide cloth. 240 or 320. 88. A standardized paint system for O and eye level painting and paint touch up is presented in what? Navair 01-1α-509. 89. Do not use zinc chromate primer on exterior aircraft surfaces, including wheel wells and wing butts, and in areas that are exposed to temperatures exceeding what? 175 degrees Fahrenheit. 90. What is the preferred top coat material for aircraft markings that identify the reporting custodian and for propeller safety stripes? Acrylic lacquer. 91. What coatings are used as a coating system to protect exterior laminated plastic parts of high-speed aircraft, missiles, and helicopter rotary blades from rain erosion in flight? Elastomeric. 92. Spray guns are usually classed as either a suction feed or what type feed? Pressure. 93. Which type of spray gun is designed for small jobs? Suction feed. 94. When materials designated as flammable are used, all sources of ignition must be at least how many feet away from the work location? 50. 95. Which type of sealants are called one-part sealants and are ready for use as packaged? Pliable. 96. What sealants set and cure by evaporation of the solvent? Drying. 97. What sealants are transformed from a fluid or semi-fluid state into a solid mass by chemical reaction of physical change rather than by evaporation of a solvent? Catalyst cured. 98. Sealants should not be applied to metal that is colder than what? 70 degrees Fahrenheit. 99. MIL-Sierra-8516 is an accelerated synthetic rubber sealing compound used for sealing low-voltage electrical connectors, wiring, and other electrical equipment against moisture and corrosion where temperatures do not exceed what? 200 degrees Fahrenheit. 100. Room temperature vulcanizing silicone rubber sealant is used for sealing small electrical connectors and electrical components that are located in areas where the temperatures are between 200 degrees Fahrenheit and what? 450 degrees Fahrenheit. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.